Germline mutations are DNA changes that came from one or both parents. A study recently reported in the New England Journal of Medicine examined the role such mutations play in childhood cancers. William Nelson, director of the Kimmel Cancer Center at Johns Hopkins, explains the findings.
8.5% had defects or mutations in genes in their germline versus only about 1.1%, 0.6% in the other cohorts. The thing that was also kind of quirky and concerning is if you looked at those 95 patients, what was their family history of cancer? Only 40% had any family history for cancer, and only half of them had a family history for the cancers you would have thought they should have gotten based on that mutation. It does suggest that the genome sequencing might be of help in this environment, but only presumably to 8 to 10% of the kids.
So for now, testing kids' genes to assess their cancer risk is unlikely to help most. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.